In his first major address since taking office in August, NATO Secretary General Anders Fogh Rasmussen called for a new beginning in ties between the Atlantic Alliance and Russia.
I believe that of all of NATO's relationships with partner countries, none holds greater potential than the NATO-Russia relationship. Yet, I also believe that none is so burdened by misperceptions, mistrust, and diverting political agendas. We spend too much energy on what divides us. We should instead focus on what unites us.
In particular, Rasmussen called on NATO members in Russia to explore linking U.S., NATO, and Russian defense systems, saying both NATO and Russia had a wealth of experience in this field. He said both face threats by countries like North Korea or Iran possessing long-range missile technology, and chances it could lead to regional proliferation. Rasmussen's speech in Brussels offered another overture to Russia a day after President Barack Obama announced he would scrap plans to build a missile defense system in Poland and the Czech Republic. Those plans, which had been launched during the previous Bush administration, were a major stumbling block in relations between Moscow and Washington. Rasmussen did not refer to another area of disagreement between Moscow and NATO members, the future NATO membership of former Soviet bloc countries Georgia and Ukraine. He said NATO wanted Russia to be a real stakeholder in European and international security. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.